She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-10. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Today, I'd like to talk about the drunk driving penalty. You know, you always see tragedy from drunk drivers killing people, causing accidents, and things like that. And most all of them had previous arrests and their license taken away. But think, folks, think. It's common sense. If you let the killer that shoots people with a gun, let him out with his gun, he's going to do it again. Same principle. I believe the law has to be stricter. Taking away the driver's license doesn't mean diddly. It doesn't stop him from driving again. It doesn't stop him from drinking and driving. No. You can fine him $5,000. He's going to do it again. But think about this. Why don't they change the law and make it the car they are driving, when they're caught for DUI, is confiscated and not claimed in 30 days by the legal owner other than the driver? It'll be auctioned off. Or if it is the drunk driver's legal car, take it away. Take it away permanently. You have to change the law and make it stricter, because this thing of drunk driving will never end. It'll keep on going. And people, until they lose a really good friend or family member because of a drunk driver, they never do anything. You don't want to do things after the fact. You want to stop it from happening. It continues and continues and continues. When are you going to be fed up? When it happens to you? Lawmakers, I know, will never pass this law because they are also involved at drunk driving. They drink and drive. So why should they make a law that will affect them? On the other thing, if your very good friend wanted to borrow your car and you know he lost his car because of drunk driving, are you going to loan him your car? I don't think so. Think about it. Okay? Enough is enough. So much is brought up about drunk driving, drunk driving, drunk driving. Do something about it. End it. Enough is enough. On safety check, seat belts, and reconstruction law, that all should be eliminated. Okay? The seat belt does not affect general public. If you don't wear your seatbelt, you get into an accident, you hurt yourself. It's up to you for your safety. Government should not have any control on your own thing as long as you're not endangering anybody else. Safety check? Safety check has never been done right and still is not being done right. So what's the use of it? Safety check today is used to hustle business for the auto repair shop. They're not doing it the right way. And if, and that's a big word, if they did it the right way, $20 or $25 is way too cheap. It's going to take the mechanic at least an hour to check right through on the whole car. And you think they're going to charge you only $20 or $25? No way, Jose. Okay? The money you pay is for the mechanic that's doing the safety check. It's not for the state. Okay? Nothing goes to the state or the city. So why have a program like that when you're trying to cut back on costs? This is one way to cut back on costs. That's why a lot of states on the mainland, in the USA, does not have safety check. Because they're smart. They don't want to lose money. But is Hawaii smart? I don't think so. And the reconstruction law is only for cars on Oahu. Maui, Kauai, Molokai, Lanai, Big Island, all the rest of the islands, no such thing. Why? If it is for safety, how many cars does it take to kill people? Just one. So why have this reconstruction law only for Oahu and not the other islands? There is no reconstruction law on the mainland, only Hawaii. So what's the sense? Okay? Because number one, it's not being enforced. And number two, it's all blown out of shape. It doesn't do anything, folks. It's ridiculous. Stated, if you change any part of the vehicle, you need a reconstruction permit. So, what about oil? You change your oil, you need reconstruction permit? You got a construction truck, put a pipe rack on it, you need a reconstruction permit? You change your wheel cover, you need reconstruction permit? It's getting out of hand. So, it's ridiculous. We should get rid of it and make some room. We need room. Too many laws on the books that people cannot keep up with the plan. Okay? So, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Who do we have on the line?
A caller. An unscheduled caller.
Oh, okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
George?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask you, are you still selling those electronic rust proofers?
Yes.
How would we go about getting it?
Give me a call.
Give you a call?
Yeah.
Okay, what number do I call you on? This number?
The old shop number.
Oh. Could you give it to me, please?
847.
847.
55.
55.
54.
54.
Right.
Okay, and then what? You put them into?
Yes.
Oh, okay. How much would that cost about?
400.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Aloha. Okay. I'm glad he called about the rust-proofing thing. Okay. All of you that drive through Mapunapuna, we call it Lake Mapunapuna, on a corner of Ahua Street, and I don't know what that other street is. One street, Mauka from Nimitz Highway. All of you know, you drive through that, that water over there, folks, is ocean water, is salt water. Okay? Because Mapunapuna, way back, was a lake. And they landfilled it, but not high enough. So, it's below sea level. Way back in the old days, we used to go catch papillos and holy there on the street. And I remember a guy saying, hey, look, the crazy guys over there. They're fishing on the road. They changed the story when they saw the fishes we caught. So, if you don't love your car and you want your car to rust to pieces, then continue driving through the Lake Mapunapuna.
Have you seen it recently?
Oh, it's deep.
It is.
Yes.
Like, for a while there, it was like pretty like shallow, but recently it's been deep.
Yes, it's up to the door now. And it goes all the way in the panels, and people say, oh, but I go home and I rinse off the wheels. What about underneath? I know this guy that had a 2001 Ford Lightning. That's a pickup truck. Well, Ford built the truck not as a truck. It was built for racing. Racing, folks. I saw one racing on Maui at the drag strip, and boy, it was fast. 10 seconds in a quarter mile.
Oh, so the guy figured he'd race through the water over there.
No, he didn't know and wasn't thinking that it was salt water. He drove through it all the time. He worked in that area. Well, he moved to Las Vegas, and he thought he better take the car in to have it serviced. So he brought it in, and the guy that was servicing or going to do the servicing on his car was very honest, not like a lot of shops in Hawaii. He called the guy and he said, look, I wouldn't put a dime in this car. The whole bottom of the truck was rusted. Rusted, total. He advised the guy to just turn around and sell it. So he did it. He was sad, but he sold his truck. And he wasn't happy. So just to let you know and let people know, do not drive through Lake Mapunapuna. Okay? It's by that Enterprise Rent-A-Car.
I think it's the corner of Ahua and I think it's Kealihau Street.
Yeah, that's the one. Anyway, do not drive through it. But if you want to drive through it, be my guest. You know, I talked to this guy at a Shell service station the other day, and he was feeling regular. I told him, you know, you get better performance using premium. He said, oh, no, I don't like ethanol. I like the non-ethanol gas. So I asked him, do you know what ethanol was put in the gas for? He said, yeah, it's all politics. It's no good. No. Ethanol was put in the gas back in 2005. Because in 2005, EPA came out and said, the anti-knock additive, in the gas had to be removed from all of USA. The whole USA had MTBE. It's an anti-knock, highly cancerous, not good. The thing they had to add back in was an anti-knock. And ethanol was the perfect anti-knock additive because it's clean. You can pour ethanol on your lawn, in the ocean, river, whatever. It does not kill anything. It does not kill the grass. Ethanol is used for surgery. Ethanol is used to make vodka. Ethanol is also used to make expensive women's face cream.
I wonder how they figured out ethanol was a good anti-knock.
Because it's a slow burner. Fast burn makes knocking.
Well, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my boy.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Don't miss the 40th annual Prince Lot Hula Festival at Iolani Palace, Saturday, July 15th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Sunday, July 16th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy 20 hula halau, pound poi, learn Hawaiian crafts, shop for local gifts, and of course, onolicious food. The 40th annual Prince Lot Hula Festival, Saturday, July 15th and Sunday, July 16th, now at Iolani Palace. Presented by Moanalua Gardens Foundation. For more information, call 839-5334 or visit moanaluagardensfoundation.org.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, trying to maintain myself, but boy, I tell you, what a day I am having.
What's the problem?
I got honeybees.
What?
Moved over my front door overnight. Like, I was in my kitchen, and there's like four bees flying around my kitchen. What's with the bees? I opened the door. It's like a swarm. So I'm learning.
Well, Bob,
bees.
They know you're a sweet guy, so the honeybees are there.
Wait, and I was just telling Wanda, I'm not going to name the company. $150 to come look at the bees, and there's no guarantee they can remove them.
Find the queen.
Well, that's the point. But they're in the house. I mean, they're in the wall, wherever they're at. What am I going to do? Anyway, I don't want to dwell on that. This is an auto show.
I needed some pants. So I went to the mall, which I never do on Saturday. And folks, I'm never going to the mall on Saturday again. I don't know how you survive that. People almost sideswipe you. They're backing out. I pulled up to I go to the back of the mall. Remember I always told you about park away from everybody, walk a little bit, your car, you know, don't, right?
That don't work.
Back, there's people parked by me. And Wanda used to say, because people want to belong. So they, you know, just like 8 stalls, I'm in the middle of 4 of them. I come back, there's a car right beside me. But that's not what got me. So I'm behind the car. He has the turn signal on to make a left turn into a stall, which I see the person leave. Okay. The person beside me on the right is trying to come out. And they're going to turn left. So I back up a little bit, which I can hardly do because the people behind me are right on my bumper. Oh, see, my level's going up again. This person pulls out, makes a left, and leaves. I start going forward. The guy decides to back in to the other stall because I guess it's 20 feet closer to the store. Oh, my God. So I had to give him my finger, which I haven't done in years. And once
you said he's number one.
Yes. I said, you're number one, and he gave me that look like, what's your problem? And I just went, why? So here's my solution. They had a movie out called The Purge. I don't know if you remember, like one day per year, there's no rules or anything. And you're right, they have no racetrack. And now I'm thoroughly convinced people have bent up knees to drive as fast as they can with no rules. So I'm proposing one day a month, no rules on the road. Just go for it. No
lights.
Drive on the sidewalks. Do whatever you want. I'm going to stay home. And I just hope all of you people get us all out of your system, because I'm telling you, the way people are driving today, I know why there's road rage. And I'm the nicest guy in the world. But I'm telling you, no respect. And you're right. People are running. George, we got to give out turn signals for it.
Well, Bob, all you got to do is bring your bees with you.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't get
that's
me
it.
Back on the bees, because after I hang up the phone, I'm still reading how I can
not
kill the bees.
Yeah, that was interesting, though, how I didn't know there's such a thing as indigenous bees in Hawaii.
Yeah, there's one species of bees that's native to Hawaii, which means that, well, basically, they claim that it was already here.
No, call the honeybee people.
I did. You know what they told me?
What?
$150 to come look. No guarantees they're even going to do anything.
The people that sell honey?
Yes.
Really?
Now, somebody else is going to call in and tell me Rolling Bob's crazy. I'll come out and get the bees for nothing. And, hey, hook me up, brother. You can have all the bees you want. But the guys I called, $150 to come look. And then when I said, well, what should I do? You know what he told me?
Live with it.
You know what he said? No.
Pay me $150 and I'll come and take a look and tell you what to do.
Yeah. Then I said, well, what else can I do? He said, spray him. I'm like, oh.
No. Don't spray him.
But, okay, so, George, seriously, though, is it the bees or me?
It's you.
Okay, so I can't kill the bees, right?
Yep.
So I just have to live with... So you're telling me if bees moved into your house, you just live with them?
Well, I can't help it if you're so sweet.
Wait, Bob, is it honeybees or is it wasps?
They're bees, yeah. No, if they were wasps, it wouldn't... Like I said, they'd be gone, but... Everybody I'm asking about it says the same thing. Don't kill them. And I'm asking people... So I have to live in a beehive, because that's what's going to happen.
Well, Bob, don't be so sweet. Then they'll leave.
I'm not going to be sweet. And remember, once a month, that's the new rule I want Hawaii to pass. So I can stay home and everybody can get everything out of their system.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, and my last note is, anybody that has a sticker that says drive with Aloha on their car, stay away from it. And as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Boy, that guy's all cranked up. You need to relax.
Okay, we have Robert from Waipio.
Hi, Robert.
Hello, George. I wanted to ask you, do you know who Pierre Omidyar is?
What's that?
Pierre Omidyar. He's that millionaire inventor who invented eBay, and he lives on Oahu, and he puts his money into things that are like philanthropical, for the community. And he's going to want to put a big dairy farm over on Kauai because he thinks that would help the people out there. And the people are all enraged about putting a dairy farm on Kauai because it's going to ruin the reef and all. So anyway, he's doing these things. So I was wondering about the ethanol situation.
Oh.
This would be somebody that could really invest. You know, if ethanol is a good product, and everybody should know this by now, and they don't.
They don't.
You need to get somebody like Omidyar behind it because he's got billions, you know? And it could bring sugar cane production back to Hawaii and solve everybody's problem. And
yes.
There you go, you know?
Good idea.
Yeah. So I was just going to say, Mr. Omidyar, I know his name and I read about him in the paper and things. So I know he's around, but he's somebody maybe you might want to contact.
Okay. Email me his name.
Well, okay, I'll try to do that. But also try to remember Pierre Omidyar, because I'm driving right now.
Okay.
I can't do that. Omidyar. Omidyar. Okay, Google the guy. You know, he's a famous guy, and he invented eBay.
Okay.
Okay, so that's
Thank
all
you.
I was going to say.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, George.
Aloha.
Bye.
Okay. Now, I know this is not automotive, folks. It's a little bit off, but it really hurts me the way Honolulu thinks. Let me tell you what it is. In Waikiki, there's a World War I memorial, the Natatorium, built for veterans, a big memorial. Lots of famous people swam there. Lots of good history. Why? Why do they want to demolish it, get rid of it? It really hurts, you know? It's why build it in the first place? If that's the case, why recognize any veteran? Why have anything? It's wrong already. Wrong. The money should be priority for those veterans that gave their lives. Those young boys. Way back, that Natatorium was beautiful. And they let it go to pot. Run down. It's sad. It's sad when the people of Hawaii have no respect for those young men that gave their lives. 4th of July is this weekend. And I hope and pray that all of you listening will stand up and do something about it. Either that or don't celebrate 4th of July. Forget it. Okay? I'm sorry for bringing this up, but it hurts me. And we need to do something. Okay. Anyway. We do need a racetrack because the people you can see are getting frustrated. And a racetrack would be a nice place for them to let out their frustrations. A racetrack would boost the economy. It does. If a racetrack was not good, then why in the world does Las Vegas have racetracks? They never did in the past, but they do now. Why do they have racetracks? The money. Las Vegas don't do anything if there's no money. Okay? Anyway, I think it's break time, Wanda.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Don't miss the 40th annual Prince Lot Hula Festival at Iolani Palace, Saturday, July 15th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Sunday, July 16th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy 20 hula halau, pound poi, learn Hawaiian crafts, shop for local gifts, and of course, onolicious food. The 40th annual Prince Lot Hula Festival, Saturday, July 15th and Sunday, July 16th, now at Iolani Palace. Presented by Moanalua Gardens Foundation. For more information, call 839-5334 or visit moanaluagardensfoundation.org.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice. And your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high. Because he chose to drink and drive, now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life. And the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 524-1080. Okay,
okay, we have Bob from Kaneohe.
Hi, Bob.
Yes, hi. I donated 2003 Mitsubishi Galant a couple of days ago, and the registration hadn't been renewed for a couple of years. So they brought a flatbed vehicle out to, you know, put the car onto. When they got out there, they hooked up to the axles, I guess, the front. And then I asked them, don't you want to put the car in neutral? And they said no, and they just dragged the car like about 4 feet, and then got it up to the truck and dragged it on from there. And I asked the guy, why did he do that? He said, well, a cable might have broken, you know, the car could have gotten damaged. Doesn't make sense to me. Is that the way you would do it?
No.
Doesn't make sense. I mean, you can do damage to the car.
They obviously don't care.
I'm thinking, is it possible that, you know, they figure they can get business from transmission companies or somebody else by doing this?
Was the car donated?
I donated, but it ran. It's just that my son didn't renew the registration. I called you about this a couple months ago, and you said that's about the only alternative. So that's what we ended up doing, unfortunately.
Yeah. Who did you donate it to?
The company and said, you know, I don't know if this, you guys should be doing it this way, you know. I mean, you could damage the vehicle.
What kind of car was it?
Yeah, again, it's a Mitsubishi Galant, you know. It's front-wheel drive.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I don't want to make trouble, but it just, you know, if this guy is doing this and he doesn't know any better.
They don't really care.
Oh, gee.
It's
just
sad.
Another minute to put it in neutral, you know, and let the car roll.
It's sad.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, the way people do things today, it's, they don't care. It's really sad.
Sad. I don't know. I mean, maybe they won't listen, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to make trouble here, but it seems to me if you know a better way of doing something without damaging something, you know, at least worth talking about.
Yep. Yep.
So, again, you wouldn't do it this way, right?
No.
Okay. All right. That's all I wanted to hear. Thank you again for all your advice.
You're welcome.
Okay. Have a good day. Bye.
Aloha. Okay. Do not run your gas below a quarter tank. Okay? Now, here comes the one you gotta listen. Fill gas in your vehicle that you will use in 1 week. Okay? Don't leave it in longer than a week.
Why?
Because the gas weakens in a week. So if you bought the Shell 92, the V-Power, or Texaco, or whatever brand, it'll weaken in 1 week. So to keep fresh gas is the best. So fill only the amount that you will use in a week. But do not run the fuel below quarter tank. Okay? Two reasons. The main reason is safety. If you have an emergency, you have enough fuel to drive from Honolulu to Wahiawa. Okay? Look at the heli commercial. The lady is going to the hospital to give birth, and the husband is out of gas. That is a perfect example. If you have an emergency, you need gas in the car. But if that guy in the commercial was listening and had a quarter tank of gas, no problem. Okay? It's just an advice for safety. Quarter tank gas. Okay? The important thing on that is to preserve your electric fuel pump that is in the gas tank. They put the electric fuel pumps in the gas tank because they know that all of you run your gas down until you see the warning light, or we call it the idiot light. Okay? When you do that, you're weakening the pump because the gas at the quarter tank keeps the pump cool. It cools the pump. When you go below quarter tank, the pump heats up.
And what happens?
It burns out.
But so, it doesn't catch fire.
No, it doesn't catch fire. It burns out means, that's a poor statement, but it makes the pump just go dead. Then you'll get stalled. Because internally it overheated and melted. Okay? So.
And what's involved in changing your fuel pump?
It depends on what kind of car you got. Okay? The Toyotas is very easy. You remove the back seat, take off the panel, and there's a little panel on the gas tank that you remove and remove the fuel pump. Very easy. But if you got American vehicles, you have to drop the gas tank. Big job. Okay? So, anyway. Don't run it below quarter.
So, how do you diagnose that? Like, your car won't start then, I'm assuming, if your fuel pump burns out.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you diagnose that it's the fuel pump? What do you go through to figure out it's the fuel pump?
Well, you turn the key on, and you got the hood open, and you got to find what is called the Schrader valve for the fuel pump. It's a little, looks like a tire valve, where you attach the pressure tester to. Well, you get a little screwdriver and you push the pin in the middle and see if gas shoots out. If the gas shoots out, you're okay. It's not the fuel pump. But in most cases, it won't. Okay?
Okay, so if it doesn't shoot out, then that means it's fuel pump, so you change your fuel pump?
You have to change the fuel pump. Okay? Now, a lot of people shop around online and all that for cheapy fuel pumps. Okay? Buying online is fine. But if you buy online or wherever and take your part to the mechanic, he will not guarantee it. He didn't supply it.
So, if the fuel pump is faulty and mm-hmm. he replaced it and it's still not working and you still need to buy another fuel pump, he's going to charge you over again for
yes.
the labor to replace it.
Yes. Yes.
So it's best not to bring your own part.
That's wise. You know? It's like buying a new car and you bring your own engine. They're not going to give you any warranty. So anyway, check your motor oil regularly. A lot of people are driving with no motor oil. I mean, it's really entertaining, folks, to stand on the corner and listen to the cars go by. So many cars go by with the engines pounding to death. And the drivers are smiling away, driving on down the road until it stops. Well, it's sad. Can't Can't teach them anything. But ethanol is a good fuel, and it helped Brazil get out of third world. And there's a lot of countries now worldwide that's trying to do ethanol, except the USA. And the USA has ethanol refineries, and they're not doing well because they have no oil company that will support them. It's common sense. The oil companies were kicked out of Brazil. Do you think they want to be kicked out of every place else because of ethanol? I don't think so. Anyway, it's break time again, Wanda.
Stay tuned to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
Don't miss the 40th annual Prince Lot Hula Festival at Iolani Palace, Saturday, July 15th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Sunday, July 16th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy 20 hula halau, pound poi, learn Hawaiian crafts, shop for local gifts, and of course, onolicious food. The 40th annual Prince Lot Hula Festival, Saturday, July 15th and Sunday, July 16th, now at Iolani Palace. Presented by Moanalua Gardens Foundation. For more information, call 839-5334 or visit moanaluagardensfoundation.org.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Anyway, okay, so I guess everybody understands about bringing your own parts. It's like bringing your own food to the restaurant.
But, you know, there's like a, what if you want them to use a certain brand?
Then you can recommend it.
And what if they refuse?
Then you go to another shop. Simple.
Hmm. But what if that's your regular mechanic and you trust them?
Well, then you have a problem. If you trust them and they trust you, well, common sense. Okay? So, anyway, shop for insurance. Shop around. Don't take it for granted. Every year, you shop around. Staying loyal to one insurance company is no advantage. So shop around. Look around. for the best deal. There's a lot of commercials on the radios, on the TVs, about a lot of companies and insurance companies and stuff. Well, you have to shop around, okay? Anyway, give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. Whether you have a question, announcement, whatever.
Okay, we have Dennis from Honolulu.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, George. Just thought I'd mention some things about the rail. First off is, I mentioned this a while back, but this is a very, very important time right now where the rail is sort of stalled, and it hasn't gotten past Middle Street. If it gets past Middle Street, it's going to screw up the surface traffic. They're going to be taking lane miles away and making it much more difficult for surface traffic. The rail is only going to deal with 4% of the people, and it's going to screw up a lot more. It's also going to be really bad for our bus system, which is one of the best in the country, which is going to get screwed up on the EVA side, because everybody's supposed to get off the buses and get on the trains and then take the trains and get off the train and get on buses, and it's just going to be a nightmare. I mean, this is a very, very bad thing that's happening. The other thing is, I understand they're now trying to put in these huge buildings. I think one is, the first one is scheduled for Dillingham and King Street. They're going to build a 450-foot high huge building there, and the city and state are going to help pay for it, I think. But it's going to be a massive thing, and we're going to be paying a lot of money for it. Anyway, people need to be aware of this stuff. Also, there's supposed to be a meeting about rail on the 15th of July, I believe it is, at Washington Intermediate School between 9 and 12 o'clock, something like that. I think Ann Kobayashi may be having something for that. But I believe it's the 15th and at Washington Intermediate between 9 o'clock and 12 o'clock for people that want to let them know what they think about the cost of the rail and the whole thing. So I just wanted to mention those things.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, you heard that. You know, so don't complain. If you don't say anything, your taxes go up, your registration fees go up, don't complain. That's why my good friend in California said, told me a long time ago, Hawaii is a politician's paradise. And he said, because nobody says anything. But if it was in Thailand, there'd be a lot of politicians hanging from the tree, because they don't allow it. The people get up and do something. But the mentality in Hawaii is, don't make noise, you're going to get in trouble. Yeah? So that's where we're going. And it should stop. We need to have it stop somehow. Okay? So anyway. The other thing that you need to do if you get into a car accident is to get estimates. Don't assume from one repair shop. Get three so you can compare who's doing what. Okay? Get three estimates. Anyway.
And how do you decide which one to go with? That's for your insurance company then, I guess.
Right. But you talk to the insurance company, they'll give you the right scoop. They know, they dealt with them. So, you know, it's good.
Unless they get kickbacks from one of those companies.
Yeah, well, that you cannot control. Okay, so, but anyway. As far as, like I said, Kaka'ako, all of Kaka'ako is not under the jurisdiction of the city. So the mayor has no say in that as to what he is saying on television about doing affordable housing. He has no say. It's all state. Okay? Anyway. The rail, a lot of people like it. They don't see anything. But look at the pillars that support the rail. How come all of them don't have a design on it? The ones with design had air bubbles, so they put the design on so you cannot see it. Okay? That's the reason for the design. It wasn't put on just to make Hawaii beautiful. It's to cover it up so you're not scared. They have air bubbles. A friend of mine that has a shop in Waipahu, he saw the air bubble. And they cover, put a canvas around so you can't see it. Then when they took it off, there was that design. So, I don't feel really safe with it. I don't like to see people getting hurt. But that's the mentality people have today. They don't have care about the next person, let alone their own family.
Hmm. I have a automotive question.
Mm-hmm.
You know how different makes and models of cars, when you brake, it stops differently?
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, like some of them, they don't like stop on a dime. They just sort of glide to a stop. You feel like it's gliding to a stop.
Mm-hmm.
What makes it do that versus other cars that like you feel like it stops right away?
They all don't have the same material on the brake pads or the brake linings, and they don't have the same material brake rotors. So it makes a difference. And if you're having problems, then I don't want to say it, but the pads were made in China.
So I remember having this car that used to do that, and I think he changed the brake pads for me.
Mm-hmm.
So then it stopped a lot better.
Yeah, the pads is a big difference. So you have people always say, how much is a brake job? It's not how fast will it stop. It's sad. But anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And please, people, save Hawaii. There's only one in the world. Okay? Get involved. Take care of each other. Please don't drink and drive. And help the politicians make a better law for drunk driving. Until next week, we'll see you all then. Aloha.